We have to join Bhaktivinoda Thakur now. Now we're in Mayapur in Godrum Dweep. Samanta Dweep, Godrum Dweep, Madhya Dweep, Kola Dweep, Ritu Dweep, Jano Dweep, Modadrum Dweep, Rudra Dweep, Antar Dweep. Navadweep Dhamma Ki Jai. So each one of these, Samanta Dweep, Godrum Dweep, Madhya Dweep. Samanta Dweep is hearing, Godrum Dweep is chanting, Madhya Dweep is remembering. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he lived in Godrum Dweep. Godrum Dweep is chanting. Is that right? So he lived in Godrum Dweep, or he lives, rather, I should say, that Thakur Bhaktivinoda lives in Godrum Dweep, in Navadweep Mandal, serving Gaur Gadadhar and Radha Madhav. And he is, of course, I don't know, sure whether he wrote this book here, there, or in Puri, probably in Puri, because it's towards the end of his life. And he is giving us some very good teachings in this Bhajan Rahasyam, so we can go there and hear these teachings directly from him. I think we were just finishing introduction yesterday. We're talking about changing the attachment, then we change the sense of I. First we have to change my, and then we can change I. We're saying that this verse from Shikshastakam, Ai nanda tana shikinkaram patitam vam shame bhavamudo kripaya tava parapankaja stita duli sadrisham vachintya. This verse is explaining about this concept of kinkar bhav, this seva bhav, this mood of a humble servant. A humble servant full of attachment, or beginning to become attached. Because you can say that first you develop humility and submission and tolerance to be a good servant. This is Trinadapisunichena. The humility, the tolerance, the respect, the understanding of the master, that okay, now you're doing good service. And you're so much absorbed in service that you forget about anything else. So the absorption is there. And as you forget about everything else, then you lose your taste because your service is more important than your attachments. When your service becomes more important, when your service to Guru and Krishna becomes more important than your attachments, then you automatically reveal the qualities of verse number 4, which is called the stage of Ruchi. Nadanam, 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 najanam, nasundaram, kavidam va, jagadishakame, mama janmani, janmani shre, bhavatad bhaktri hoitaki toyi. So now, service is important. And you become very good at it. And you become very absorbed in it. And it's even become tasty. You rather like it. But the master himself as a person is not so much, you don't have so much what they call the interpersonal relationship with the master. The master is somewhat distant. He's there. He's in your thoughts. He's in your memory. And occasionally you see him. And you're endeavoring for his pleasure. But he hasn't actually occupied your heart in a very serious and deep way. But when, as we increase, we move closer and closer to the master through the increase of service, attitude, and surrender, then we become actually attached to not only the service, but to the master whom we're serving. And then the master becomes more important than the service, although we don't diminish or reduce our service. But now we say, well, wait a minute, I've been doing this service all along for my master, but what does my master actually feel? What is the actual heart of my master? I know he has different dictates and orders, and I try to follow them and execute them, and even anticipate before he's given them. I try, but what does he actually feel? What are his deepest sentiments and emotions? And who does he actually love? And what does he actually do aside from in his private inner life, internal life? So then we become more attached to the master himself, and this is what is known as asakti. So this verse is discussing that. So we're explaining at this level one begins to contemplate one's perfect spiritual body. With deep attachment, the sadhaka cultivating the pure conception that he is nothing else but Krishna's eternal servant, continuously chanting the holy name with attachment, the ajata rati sadhaka, this means the sadhaka who is not yet awakened, his bhav, his deep emotional love for the Lord, he will soon attain the mercy of Sri Namprabhu. And his heart will gradually soften and melt. These are characteristics of bhav, that the heart becomes softened by contact of Shuddha Sattva. Shuddha Sattva will manifest in the heart, and the taste for the pure holy name will thicken and condense. As the mood of attachment, Krishna Asakti, sprouts and grows, the nine symptoms of Bhava Bhakti will start to appear. It's Shantir Kalatvam. That's verses there in Nectar Devotion. There's, in English I've listed some. The nine symptoms: forbearance, not passing a moment without serving Krishna favorably, detachment, in the verse it says viraktir, pridelessness, shunyata, steadfast hope, ashabandha, of receiving Krishna's full mercy, intense relish and taste for hearing katha, hari katha, and chanting the holy name. It says nam ruchi there. Intense relish and taste for hearing hari katha and chanting the holy name, nam sankirtan, and other qualities. The jatarati sadaka, in other words, one who bhava awakens, practicing. So this is, I said there's two types of devotees who can utilize this one book, Bhajan Rahasyam. This is the Panchama Yam Sadhana, the fifth level of sadhana, fifth stage. So for the devotee who is actually entering the threshold of bhava, of rati, then he will practice this same Panchayama Sadhana. He will chant the Maha Mantra, but with great attachment, experiencing the mellows of love. He will chant the Hare Krishna Mantra, and he will see Radha and Krishna's Aparan Leela, his afternoon pastimes, his Uttara Goshta Leela, returning home, Krishna and Balaram, and all the cows passing through Govardhan and through different villages on through Barsana to Nandagaon. When he's chanting the Maha Mantra, he will meditate on these pastimes and see those pastimes in the afternoon. And the Krishna's returning to Braj with the cows is compressed within the fifth pair of holy names, because there are eight pairs of holy names in the Maha Mantra, right? There's 32 words, and there's two words together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Right? So this fifth pair, Hare Ram, this represents this Aparan Leela. This is the insight, unique insight. This you won't find in the Shrutis and Smritis, which we were discussing the other day. This type of insight you won't find. Maybe you will find, I suppose, if you have the... You find everything's basically there in some hidden way, because it's nothing new under the sun, but it would take a great pundit to find. And, of course, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is that pundit, so we don't have to waste time. We'll just accept his viewpoint, his gospel, and proceed accordingly. But he's saying that this Hari Ram... This is the fifth pair, and then there's Hari Ram, that's the sixth pair. And then the seventh pair is Ram Ram, and then the eighth pair is Hari Hari. So this fifth pair, Hari Ram, represents Aparan Leela. So when the Bhava Bhakta, who's in the level of Bhava, when he's chanting, when he gets to Hari Ram, in other words, each pair of the holy names represents one of the Astakali Leelas. So now when he gets to Hari Ram, then it compressed within these two words, compressed within Hari Ram, is this fifth, this Uttara Goshta Leela. The Jatarati Sadaka, he will blissfully remember the pastimes of Radha and Krishna's meeting as Krishna returns from cowherding. The Brajagopis and Mother and Manjaris will assist Krishna's evening bath, dressing, and so forth in Nanda Bhavan, and help Rohini cook various preparations for Krishna's evening meal. That's a few selected mandris and gopis often take part, even in the evening, activities like this. So this is verse 13 of chapter 5 of Bhajan Rahasyam. And as I said, there's 22 verses in this chapter, so now we're in the we've crossed the threshold of halfway. And most of these verses are about the concept of Kinkara Bhav. Kinkara Bhav, it started with Kinkara Bhav, now it's going specifically into Kinkari Bhav, which means the mood of a female maidservant. A Kinkari means a female servant, a surrendered servant of the Lord. And what are the different depths and nuances of that? So deeply reflecting in his own meditation on this verse from Shikshastakam, this is how this whole book manifested or was created. He himself, in the confines of his own kutir, which incidentally was like a bank vault. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's kutir, at least it's described like that. I don't have visited his house, but I don't remember seeing this. Sometimes it's described that the room where he would do his bhajan, there was a very thick door. Have you seen this? Downstairs. Is that in Puri, maybe? I don't know. Maybe that's in Puri. I was confused, but I thought it was in Mayapur. But, of course, there's a room upstairs where Bhakti Sananta lived and Bhaktivinoda wrote and things. But apparently there was a room downstairs there, or maybe in Puri, one devotee is saying, where his bhajan kutir had a very, very thick wooden door. And what is if it's thick, it really keeps out sound. It becomes very quiet. You have big, thick stone walls. In old days, they made very thick stone walls. Very thick door. And he does say in Harinam Chintamani that one should withdraw, find a secluded, quiet, peaceful place to chant the holy name and meditate on the meaning of the holy name and the form and qualities of the holy name in a disturbance-free environment. And even we may be in such an environment and just opening our eyes may be enough to disturb us. We'll look at the penciled ray of light coming through the crack in the door, or we'll look at the lizard crawling on the wall, or somehow we'll be distracted from the pure absorption of the holy name. So in lieu of that, he suggests in Harinam Chintamani that we cover our head with a cloth. We put some black cloth over our head and cover our eyes with a cloth. Of course, many Gaudiya Vaishnavas, when they chant specifically mantra, and oftentimes even maha mantra, but when they're chanting Diksha mantras, they cover their head with a cloth, and they say that sometimes Harinam Chadar or just some auspicious cloth, Guru's remnants, Guru Prasadi Vesh, Chadar Dhoti, or Krishna Prasadi Vesh, Radha Prasadi Vesh, they put on top of their head, and they say that this is some protection and some good vibration. They have some different ideas about it. And they do like that. Our Guru Maharaj didn't instruct like that. Some, even Gaudiya, some people do, some don't. But it's there. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains like that, to cover, not so much for covering the head, but he wants to cover the eyes so you can't look at the lizard or the pencil point of light coming through the crack in the door. So if you have black cloth over your eyes, and you open your eyes, what will you see? Black. So then, well, it's all black if I open my eyes, and if I close my eyes, it's all black. So let me try to close my eyes and pray that Krishna will give me a color TV. Because black and white's not much fun. So when you close your eyes and do smaran, in the beginning, all you see is black. I remember hearing some devotees, they would go to their Gurudev, and they say, Gurudev, you told us to do Leela Smaran. So I close my eyes, and when I try to do Leela Smaran, I just see black. A very quite honest statement. You close your eyes. I always see black. And then the guru said, oh, you don't have enough money for a color TV. The color TV is very cheap now. Even you can get one small one. I know, Gurudev, I'm very poor. I'm very bankrupt. Oh, then I'll give you some money. I will help you buy a color TV. I will teach you how to perfect your bhajan. So gradually the black and white TV becomes color TV. Because Krishna is not in black and white. Of course he's dark blue, but he's not black. So in this verse, so in his bhajan, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he would meditate on Shikshastakam and chant the holy name. And while chanting the holy name, one day he chanted Hari Ram, and then he was in Uttara Ghosta Leela. Sri Nam Prabhu took him, said, do you see what's compressed in this name, Hari Ram? My Uttara Ghosta Leela, Apran Leela. This is the fifth name in a series of eight names. In a series of eight pairs of names. This is my fifth pair of names, Hari Ram. And my fifth Leela is there. The first Hare Krishna is Nishant Leela. Hare Krishna means Nishant Leela. So this Leela, that means Radha. Because what is Hari Ram? Hari Ram is Radha and Radha Raman. It's Radharani and Radha Raman. It's Radha and Krishna. Hari Ram means Radha Raman, that form of Krishna which gives pleasure to Radharani. So Hari Ram is Radha and Krishna. So Radha and Krishna are there, and they're not just sleeping there in Yoga Nidra. They're having Leela and that when they're together. So in that Hari Ram is Radha and Krishna. And what Leela is happening there in terms of Astakali Leela? This Leela is happening there. When Krishna is coming back with Uttara Ghosta Leela, coming back with the cows, he must pass through Barsana because that's the only road. That's the main road. There's no ring road. There's no roads bypassing Barsana. That's the last place that Krishna wants to bypass. The road goes right by Radharani's palace. But the palace is on the hill, so she comes down from the hill and she goes to the side of the road in some of the kunjas. And then she's peeking out at Krishna, and then Balaram and all the other coward boys, they go further ahead and Krishna lingers behind. That painting is there by Shamarani, cover of Venugita. One book, a very beautiful painting. In fact, it's in the hallway going upstairs. Maybe you've seen it. Have you seen that painting in the hallway? Large painting. So there, Balaram's in the front, Krishna's lagging behind, and Radharani's. So this is there. That's Radha and Krishna. They're meeting, briefly. It's called Sankshipta Sambhog. There's different kinds of Sambhog, meeting with the beloved. Some are very fulfilling and rather lengthy. Some are short, ecstatic but short. A quick hug and a kiss, and then I have to run away. There's different categories of sambhog, meeting and separation. So this meeting is going on there briefly because Krishna has work to do. But Radharani, she can't repress the surging tide of her love, nor Krishna. So she runs to the side of the road even when he's coming back with the cows, and then he goes, and then one Manjari pulls Radharani into the same kunj where Krishna's waiting. Of course, Radharani chastises her. Well, why are you doing this? But the Manjari relishes that chastisement because she knows that externally Radharani is exhibiting Bhamya Bhav or contrary mood. But internally she's Dakshin. She's very submissive. She's really saying internally, yes, thank you so much. There's nothing more that I wanted than to meet with Krishna at this moment. And you've provided me that access. Internet provider. You provided me that access. You've given me that connection. You made connection with me, with Krishna, for a few brief moments, and I'm so happy with that, with you for that. But externally, I'm saying, what are you doing? Hey, stop. Why are you taking me? I don't want to see him. And Krishna's, and Radharani's only exhibiting this mood, contrary mood, to give Krishna pleasure of seeing that facial feature. So this Hari Ram is this Leela is compressed there. And as he meditated further on this word Hari Ram, this pair of holy names, and he was meditating on this fifth shloka. Fifth shloka of the holy name is Asakti, represents Asakti in terms of level of bhakti. And it represents this Apran Leela, which is the fifth of the Astakali Leelas, number five, and represents Hari Ram. And he's saying, What is it, this kinkar? Every word is so meaningful. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Aye Nanda Tanusha Kinkaram. Kinkaram, what is here? And as he's meditating, then Radharani is telling, it means this, and it means that, and it means this, and it means that. And he's saying, okay, you're telling me that it means this, but I can't just say, Radharani says it means this. Because people think, oh, everyone's saying I saw Krishna, God spoke to me, Jesus spoke to me. Last night, Jesus told me McDonald's are okay, and what are you talking about? And Jesus told me it's okay. And so everyone's talking to God. So Bhaktivinoda is another guy saying he talked to God and God told him like this, no one will believe me. Can you give me some praman? So then Radharani is saying, yes, there's this verse from Bhagavatam, and there's this verse from Radharas Sudaniti, and there's this verse and that verse. These are the praman. Use these verses. I'll give you the verses. And these verses will explain the meaning of my prayer. Because who spoke the Shikshastikam? Did Vishnu speak it? No. Did Krishna speak it? No. Who spoke the Shikshastikam? What do we say? Chaitanya, what's it called? Chaitanya Shikshastikam? But Radharani spoke this prayer. It was spoken in Gambira. This is Radha's Bhav. Radharani speaking. Krishna can't speak like this. Because this is all from the female viewpoint. He's saying, O Govinda. Govinda Virahina. O Govinda. O Nanda Nandan. So that means the female viewpoint. O Prananath. Whether you break me by your embrace or leave me, you're my Prananath. This is all masculine. So the woman, the female, is addressing the male. Everywhere the male is being addressed. O Jagadish. O Govinda. O Prananath. Isn't it? O Nanda Nandan. So who's calling the Nanda Nandan? Nanda Nandan is calling Nanda Nandan. Is Govinda calling Govinda? Obviously Radha is calling. So this prayer is the calling, the crying, crying, wailing, weeping. Radharani is wailing, weeping, and crying out in the Gambira. Where's my Govinda? Where's my Jagadish? Where's my Ishvara? My Jagadish, my Ishvara, my Govinda, my Prananath. So Shikshastikam is Radharani's prayer. So now Radharani's revealing, because she's the Vidyavaru Jivanam. She's a Vidyavaru. She's the wife of all knowledge. So she's giving this knowledge to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. This verse. This is one verse. This verse will give one meaning of Kinkara. And this verse will give a deeper meaning. And this verse will give another meaning. And actually, the real meaning of Kinkara is Radha, my service is Radhadasyam. Give this message to the people. Give this secret to the people. Teach this bhajan to the people. I want to use you. Nimitta matram. Be an instrument in my hands. Please, you do that. You're my Manjari. You're Kamala Manjari. You're my Kamala. Kamala means goddess of fortune. Make people fortunate. Make them happy. Vinod means happy. Please, Vinod. And Kamala. Kamala's name. His name is Kamala Manjari. Kamala means his name for Lakshmi. Make them fortunate, Kamala Manjari. Teach them how to do bhajan for me. And make them Vinod. When they receive this fortune, do my bhajan, they'll become Vinod. Vinod means happy. Bhakti, because when you have bhakti, you become happy. Bhakti Vinod. Right? Bhakti Vinod. So what's the verse? This verse explains Radha Dasyam at the level of a Sakti. These are some titles for this verse. And some additions of this book, it gives some titles for each of these verses. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur also explains. So this verse, text 13 from chapter 5 of Bhajan Rahasyam, it is a Manjari's prayer for intimate seva of Radha. This is how a Manjari will pray, or a Manjari who's serving will pray for more service, or continued or renewed service, or another service, or one who is aspiring for service, or endeavoring to become a servitor like us. This also can give shape to our own prayer to Radharani to someday somehow attain her eternal service. A Manjari's prayer or an aspiring Manjari's prayer for the intimate seva and service of Radharani. Now Bhaktivinoda Thakur introduces this verse 13 by saying, in this way, the sadhaka worships the dust of Srimati Radhika's lotus feet. So now, the verse, Ainanda Tana Shikintkaram, is saying, Sadrisham Vichintya, right? It says, I want to become, please, O Nanda Nanda, please fix me as an atom at the dust of your lotus feet, because I am your Kinkari. So Radharani, she's Krishna's Kinkari, Krishna's maidservant, and her place is at the feet of Krishna, serving him, sometimes. At least this is the prayer. She's begging like this due to separation. Humility comes in this separation, but when she's there, then pride comes. But at this point in the prayer, there's great humility. It began with Srinadapi Sunichena, that Radharani's feeling so humble like a grass. blade of grass. But sometimes she's prouder than Mount Everest. She has garva. Her garva, Radharani's garva, is Himalayan garva. Her garva, her pride, is as tall and powerful and as immovable as the Himalayas. And sometimes her humility is lower than a straw on the street. Trina means grass, like we're sitting on this grass. Trina, Trinadapi. So that verse is revealing an utmost humility of Radharani and the utmost tolerance. And sometimes she's completely intolerant. She doesn't want to hear anything, even see anything black or hear any description of any. She doesn't want to hear anybody with a name that has a black name. And someone comes and says, "Oh, Shyamala Sakhi has come to meet you." Get, I'm not Sakhi, out. I don't know, out. Because her name is Shyamala. Sha means black. But she's Surit Sakhi. She's friendly. And she reminds Radharani of Krishna and Rasodgar. But when Radharani's in Ahoitaki Man, and Man that has no cause, and anything, and somebody has the name Shyamala or Krishangi or any, hey, out, out, out. So then she becomes so much an other side, so much intolerant. And she looks in the sky and there's a cloud in the sky, she goes like this. Is it gone yet? And then the Sakhis, they tease her and they say, "What's gone? What do you mean, what? What's gone? You know what's gone. Is it gone yet? Oh, you mean that black cloud? That was, you mean that Ganasham? Hey!" Because Gana means thick. So a cloud is thick with water, so it's called Gana. And it's black, full of rain water, so it's called Ganasham. But that's the name of a very dangerous black fellow. And Radharani's in a very intolerant mood. Is it gone yet? Yes, Radharani, it's gone. Ah, nah, it's nice. No cloud in the sky. So she becomes so intolerant. She doesn't want to see anything black, hear about anybody with a black name. So that's her viewpoint, that she wants to become, when she's in a humble mood, in viraha, in separation, in ayinanda tanasya kinkaram, she wants to be a particle of dust, sadrisham vijintya, stitaduli, sadrisham vijintya. She wants to be stita, fixed as a duli, a particle of dust at the feet of Nandanandan. So, but for us, Radharani is telling Bhaktivinod to tell all of us, our angle of vision is not, we're not looking at the feet of Krishna, we're looking at the feet of Radha, Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And our angle, our stita duli sadrisham, we want stita duli sadrisham Radha Charanapad. We want to be a particle of dust at the lotus feet of Radharani. So that's why we glorify the representative of Radharani as Sri Guru Charane Rati. Right? Sri Guru Charane Rati. That we want to be attached. Rati, we're talking about a sakti. Rati means, on one level, rati means attachment. Generally, in terms of ras, it means bhav. Rati and bhav are interchangeable. Sri Guru Charane Rati. Attachment to your lotus feet is Ase Uttamagati. Attachment to your lotus feet gives the topmost perfection. Sri Guru Charan. Sri Guru Charan, the guru who's it? Radharani is the guru of Krishna. The Prem Guru of Krishna is told in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna, he says, "I am dancing. Radharani is my Prem Guru and I'm dancing to her instructions. She makes me dance." He uses the same, he says, Ami Shishya Prem Guru. She's my Prem Guru. Ami Shishya. I am a student. And she's making me dance in the dance of Prem. I am dancing and she is teaching me dance and Prem is dancing. Sri Guru Charan. So the Sri Guru Charan means Radha's Charan because she's a guru and her name is Sri. Sri Guru Charani Rati. So Sri Guru Charani. Guru Charani means the feet of the guru. So who is the guru of all gurus? Radharani. Krishna is the guru of Brahma. And Brahma is the guru of Narad, Narad is the guru of Vyasa, and we have parampara. But Krishna, whose parampara is Krishna in? Who's the guru of the guru? Radhe, 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 Jai, 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 Shri Radhe. Radhe, 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 Jai, 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 Shri Radhe. Vrindavan Vihari Lala ki Jai. Radha Rani ki Jai. Rijvasis are giving us their support, moral support. Gwals and Gopas. Because as soon as you say that, as soon as you say the name of Radharani, then you know Brijvasis will come. He's never been there for years. We never said anything because there's nothing interesting. But as soon as you say Radhi Radhi, then they come. First the Brijvasis come. And then when they find out, oh, then they run back. Krishna, somebody's chanting Radhi Radhi. Oh, then he comes. So if we keep chanting, then who knows? Who can come? So in this way, the sadhaka worships the dust. So this prayer, in other words, as we are saying, there's three different levels, the Adhyatmika, Daivik, and Bhotik. So the Adhyatmika, the consideration of this fifth verse of Shikshastakam, for us, for our minds, bodies, hearts, Adhyatmika Vichar, what we draw down to our lives, for our usefulness, for our bhajan, for our sadhana, for our perfection, for our elevation and illumination, is the revelation and insight given by Ramahajanacharya Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He's saying, for us this prayer is a prayer that we should imbibe and understand and angle our hearts towards the lotus feet of Radharani. Oh Radharani, I am drowning. I am drowning Vishaya. I am drowning this ocean of sense gratification. And Vish means poison. Vishme, and I'm being my senses are poisoning me. They're poisoning my devotion. They're poisoning my mind. They're poisoning my determination. They're poisoning my patience. This is I nanda tanashikintram patitam mam. Patitam mam. Me is fallen. Patitam mam. Means me is patit. Right? We say patita bhavan. Avatar. Kali Yuga patita bhavan avatar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Patita bhava means the purifier of the fallen, the liberator, elevator of the fallen. Patita mam vishame bhavambudo. Bhava means material existence. Ambudo means ocean. I have fallen into this poisonous ocean. Vishame. Vishame means sense gratification, means poison. Vish. We have amrit and vish. And to counteract the vish, I need the amrit. What kind of amrit? Padamrita. I need the padamrita. I need the amrit of your lotus feet. You have to stick me there. Stita duli sadrisham vachintya. You please stick me and fasten me there. Otherwise, I will die of intoxication. Intoxication means mada, madness. The madness of sense gratification poisons you. And when you're poisoned, you're intoxicated. You're in the toxin. You're in the poison. And then you die. You perish. You're finished. So please, I need the antidote for poison is amrit. So the amrit is the charanamrita of Radharani's feet. Sri Guru Charana Padma. So this guru, our guru is Radha, and he represents Radha. Sri Guru. Sri is Radharani. Stita duli sadrisham vachintya. You please stick me and fasten me, otherwise I will die of intoxication. Intoxication means mada, madness. The madness of sense gratification poisons you. And when you're poisoned, you're intoxicated. You're in the toxin. You're in the poison. And then you die. You perish. You're finished. So please, I need the antidote for poison is amrit. So the amrit is the charanamrita of Radharani's feet. Sri Guru Charana Padma. So this guru, our guru is Radha, and he represents Radha. Sri Guru. Sri is Radharani. Guru Charan. Sri Guru Charanrati. So our prayer, this prayer for us is, let me be attached to the lotus feet of Radharani. O Nanda Nandan. You are very nice. You are very wonderful. I, Nanda Tanisha Kinkaram. Nanda, I am your kinkar. I am your servant. And he says, yes. What is your service? I am serving your greatest servant. Oh, really? You're assisting Radharani in my service? Oh, then you'll become very dear to me. I thought you were coming to me for, you were asking for some service post directly to me. I have so many servants, Rakta Patrak, so many servants. I thought you wanted to be another one of those servants. They're necessary. They're important. I love them dearly. But you're not asking for that? No. I am simply Dasi, 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 Anodasi. Gopi Bhartu Pala Kamalior, Dasi, Dasi, Anodasi. I want to be a maidservant of the maidservant of the maidservant of your maidservants. Really? You have so much humility. You have so much tolerance. You're not asking for a big post in the government. You don't want to be an MLA or a minister. No. I just want to be particle of dust on Radharani's feet. I want to be an assistant of her assistants. Really? You're becoming very attractive to me. Because there's no one more attractive to me than Radharani. And you want to be associated with Radharani. And you want to assist her. I'm very interested in your petition. I'm very interested in your application. I will process it at the earliest. I will give this application immediate attention. I will not put it in the round file. You know what the round file is? The TC, trash can, dust bin, round file. So, this is when he was thinking deeply in his deep meditation, his Nam Smaran, Lila Smaran. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was doing Lila Smaran. He was doing Nam Smaran, absorbed in the holy name, chanting Shudanam. He was being bathed by Vishuddha Sattva, bathed by the Ladini Shakti of Radharani. And in that bath, he got this revelation. Radharani said, this verse explains. Verse 198 from Radharas Sudaniti. This, give this to the people. This is the rahasyam. This is a secret that I want to give through you. Be thou an instrument of my will. Write it down. If I can move the pen of Jayadeva Goswami, can't I move the pen of Bhaktivinoda Thakur? Only one person in history with the pen of his hand was ever moved by Krishna. So when Jayadeva took a bath and Krishna came and wrote, Dehi Padapallavam Dharamatam, he wrote this line that Krishna holds Radharani's feet on his forehead to break her man. So in the same way, Radharani is coming to Bhaktivinoda in his kutir, moving his hand, write this verse, give this secret of bhajan to the people, this verse, because this is what I'm meaning. I gave this prayer, I spoke this prayer, this is my prayer. Shikshasang is Radharani's prayer. For who? Who did Radharani give this prayer to? For herself? For us? So who will know more the meaning of this prayer than Radharani? If you write a book, you know what it means, no? He's write so many books. He knows better. The author knows the best what's in the book. So the author of the Shikshastakam is appearing in the heart and mind of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and explaining, giving the purport to the Shikshastakam. This word, Ai Nanda Tanushikinkaram, means this. Ashashyadasyam Vrishabhanujayas Tire samadhyasya chabanu jaya kadanu brindavana kunja viti swaham nurade yati tir bhaveyam. Krishna is praying, or rather, I should say, Prabodhananda Saraswati is praying, O Radha, O Brishabhanu Nandini, when will I, kadanu, when will I, with the hope of becoming your maidservant, reside on the bank of the Yamuna as a guest on the pathways of Vrindavan's kunjas. So this word is there, ashaya dashyam. Ashaya, we say in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, one of the symptoms, I believe it's at the level of bhava, is called ashabanda. Is it right? Ashabanda. They have that one is banda, one is tied up. Banda has different meanings, like we say nityabada or banda means banda actually means bound. It means to be tied up. You're just tied. Your heart, your mind, your whole being is tied with hope. You're simply tied up by hope. Hope against hope. That I must attain. I must attain this beloved, my beloved. I hope my beloved will appear to me and will embrace me and give me his eternal service. This is asha. Sometimes it translates asha as desire. But desire is a percolation of the mind. But asha is a melting of the heart. So there's a difference between kama and asha. Asha is when the heart becomes softened and melted, then genuine asha, this hope, we sometimes say asha means desire, but asha means hope. Hope that I know the nature of my Lord, and I know that He won't forsake me, that He will actually reciprocate with my hope to attain His or her eternal service. So this becomes very deep and very powerful, the level of bhava. And then Krishna is forced. He also becomes bound. As you bind yourself and tie yourself and fill yourself with that hope, then Krishna, that touches Krishna's heart. Then He gives His darshan. It may come as spurti at the level of bhava. In the beginning, and the level, higher level above, it becomes visporti. And the level of prema, it can be sakshat darshan. Because this hope will bind, as it binds us, and fills us, fills every core of our being, this hope takes over. Hope actually seizes the kingdom of our heart. at the level of bhava. And then it takes control of us, and then a hope rises up and takes control of Krishna's heart as it deepens and increases. Because bhava has different levels. Everything has different levels. And goes up and up and up. More condensed. Just like milk. When you first start cooking it, it's a little thin, then it gets thicker, 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 then condensed, and finally less and less water, more and more milk and protein and sweet sugar, everything, and finally becomes burfi. Right? It gets thicker. So bhava is like, bhava is the milk. It's actually the milk has been produced now. And all the poison has been extracted. When they were churning the milk ocean, so much poison came out. And then Shiva drank that poison. And they kept it's interesting paradox. From milk came poison. Milk in Ayurveda is called Amrit. Amrit, that which sustains life and gives life. Amrit. It's called Amrit. Nectar. Milk itself. Cow's milk. Or mother's milk. So they're churning the Kheer Sagar and came poison. Very interesting. And then came so many material objects. Elephants and so many things. Lakshmi Devi came, the moon, so many things. The moon came. Then finally, of course, this Mohini and the nectar pot, all these things. So the same thing, we're churning the milk of our heart. And what? Because bhakti is like milk, we're churning it, so much poison comes out. Kam, krodh, lobe, anartha, nivritti. Then the milk gets thicker, and that's nishta. Then it gets thicker, and that's ruchi, and it gets thicker. And then at the level of bhav, it starts getting thick, like condensed milk. And then it goes thicker, thicker, and becomes burfi. And when it's burfi, Krishna comes and says, yeah, I don't steal, milk is okay to steal. Condensed milk is more attractive to steal. But burfi is really attractive. Like if you had your choice of stealing maha milk or maha burfi, which would you go for? Burfi. Maha burfi. Ask any Gurukul kid. So many times they sneak into the deity kitchen and there's a cup of maha milk there. They pass it by and steal the burfi. They're not slow. So Krishna's the same way. When the milk of our heart gets churned into burfi, then he comes lickety-split, as they say. Right away, he comes and he takes it. And he relishes it. So this verse is a prayer that Radharani has revealed in the heart of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and he's recorded it as a secret. Here's another secret. This is a secret of how to become attached. You want to, if you are attached, then you'll see Radharani in this verse. At the level of bhava, then you'll see Radharani in this verse. And if you're not attached, then this verse will help us become attached. Oh Radha, oh Vrishabhanu Nandini, when will I, with the hope of becoming your maidservant, Ashasya Dasyam. But that hope is not just a glimmer of a hope or a drop of hope. It's a full saturation, full immersion. It's not just getting your feet wet. It's immersing your whole body in the tank, in the hope tank. Hope kund, asha kund. Some people take a bath in Radha kund. They say, yes, Maharaj, I took an Achman bath. I say, Achman bath? Can you please show me anywhere in any shastra something called Achman snan? I've never seen anywhere. You can show respect to some holy place, you take dust, put on your head, you put flowers, touch the Lord's flowers to your head, hold on your head, you take some holy water, put on your head, show respect. It's not a snan. There's no such thing as Achman snan. And people say like this. Oh, I went to Radhakund. You took snan? No. Yeah, I took Achman snan. As you may take Achman here in the mouth, it's like this. But this, so hope is total immersion, Ashadasyam. That when we're immersed in this desire that all I want is tvevasmi, najivami twayavina, itivigaya radhe tvam nayamam charnatikam. Radharani, Raghunath Das prays in Vilap Kusamanjali, tvevasmi, I am yours, I am yours. I cannot live without you. In other words, when this hope, when our hope, this ashashya dasyam brishabhano jayas, ashashya dasyam brishabhano jayas, when our hope to attain Radharani, Vrishabhanu Nandini's service, when we have no other hope and no other aspiration, sometimes asha means aspiration, no other aspiration or hope than this, then that's called immersion. Then we're totally immersed in hope. Ashabandha. That's ashabandha. Of course, that can't be imitated, but it's desirable. And we can start with a drop of hope and then get a few more drops of hope. And by chanting prayers like this, we can increase the mood and that idea, because within these prayers are the revelations and realizations and ability to realize this. Because each prayer and shloka given by a Mahajan, especially a Rasika Bhavuka, a Rasika Bhavuka Mahajan, like Prabodhananda Saraswati, who is Tunga Vidyasaki, at least some Kavi Karnapur is telling that. Of course, there can be multiple identities also, but it's told like this. And also Vrikreshwara Pandit is Tunga Vidyasaki. At any rate, he's a Saki and Sroop. So he's not only giving this prayer or this shloka, but compressed in this shloka is kripa, mercy, Vaishnav kripa. Yes, I'm giving this to all of you sadhakas. Please, take this prayer, take this shloka, take this conception, read it, think about it, contemplate on it, and I will give you mercy. I will give you the contents of this shloka. I will pour into your heart. I will pass on to your mind. I will give to you if you surrender to this and pray to me and pray to this shloka and pray to Vrishabhanunandini. This attainment will be yours. This is their blessing. Otherwise, they have no business just writing a bunch of poetic slokas. What, to show off? Are they showing off their poetry? Look, Mom, I'm a good Sanskritist. I'm a good Kavi. It's not their ambition. They only come here to teach, not to get a PhD and make a big salary. They live on rotis. They're doing madhukari, living in the brambles and bushes of Braj. They come here to teach. Teaching means giving mercy, free of charge. So there's so much mercy here. So this is, now the verse, I'll just read the verse in Bengali and close the class. This is the version by this famous Sanskrit verse. Bhaktivinoda Thakur put it in simple Bengali for the reading audience of 100 years ago. Rishubhanu kumarira haiba kinkari kalinda nandini tire rabha vasakari karuna kariya rade edasira prati brindatavi kunjapate haiba atiti. Because Bengalis know Bengali, so they can relish this verse. Rishubhanu kumari haiba kinkari. It's nice. Rishubhanu, it is all song, beautiful songs, Bengali. Vrishabhanu kumari haiva kinkari. He says, it's kalinda nandini tire vasakari. And the translation is, when will I become a maidservant of the daughter of Vrishabhanu, the kumari. Kumari means unmarried girl, kumari. Vrishabhanu kumari. And live along the banks of the Kalindi, Jamuna. Kalinda Nandini Tire, Rava Vasa, Vasakari. When will Radharani bestow her compassion upon me? Karuna, Karuna Kariya Radhe, Edasira Prati. On me, an uninvited guest, and welcome me into the Vrindavan forest bowers. So, the word is used here, atiti. In the Sanskrit, it's called kunjaviti. Kunjaviti. Kunjaviti means a guest in the Nikunjas. But he, rather than saying guest, he's saying, I'm an atiti. Radharani didn't invite me to Vrindavan. I haven't been invited to Vrindavan, or what to speak of myself. I haven't been invited here by Radharani. And atiti means an uninvited guest. Usually it's considered in Shastra that if someone comes off the time, titi means the time period. So atiti means without the time. Someone knocks on your door, especially if it's a stranger, unknown to you, or even known to you, but especially unknown, and they say hello. Then you shouldn't say, oh, who are you? Get out. Because there's no envy, there's no fear in a Vaishnava's heart. He has nothing to fear because Krishna is everywhere. She says, oh, hello, sir, welcome. It depends on the circumstance. I mean, if it's a single woman and some crazy man, then you say get out or whatever. But I mean, in general, the circumstance is there. The women are protected by husband or whatever. But normal circumstance, if some unknown person comes, he's an atiti, and it's considered, the term is atiti Narayan. That uninvited guest is actually Narayan, and if it's some man or woman, it's Narayan and Lakshmi. So they should be given kind words and water and food and so many things. And to not do this is a great sin. It's a great sin in Vedic culture, to not receive the atiti. So, Bhaktivinoda is saying, Radharani, I haven't been invited. I'm just sitting out here like an uninvited guest outside of the door of your kunja. And maybe you'll come out and you'll see me and say, oh, you're so sweet. You're so sweet. You're so charming. You look so innocent and pure. What are you doing here? Well, I want to be your kinkari. Oh, really? Oh, come on. Please come in. Please come inside the house. Why you wait out here? You come in the kunj and you can serve me here. You can massage my feet. You can fan me. You can offer me tambul. You can offer me scented drinking water. And, oh, if you're tired, here you come. You please, if you're tired, you can come and sleep with me on the flower bed. I have room here for you. Oh, no, but your sham is there. I don't want to disturb. Nah, don't worry about him. I'm controlling him. You just lie here on the side next to me. He's here. Me? Yeah, come. This type of mercy, this type of karuna is there with Radharani. Karuna kariya radhe e dasira prati. So her compassion upon me, an uninvited guest, she will welcome me. Brindatavi kunja pati hoiva atiti. She will welcome me into Nikunjas. So we can take rest tonight with this thought that we are uninvited guests. We've entered Radharani's kingdom of kunjas, and we're just sitting here by the pathway. Where is Radha? Kotai go prema mahi. Radhe, Radhe, Kotai go, Prema Mahi, Radhe, Radhe, Brishabhanu Nandini, Radhe, Radhe, Ashtashaki Shiromani, Radhe, Radhe, Kotai go, Prema Mahi go. Right? Our Gaura Kishore Das Babaji sang this song in his ecstasy of Viraha Prema. In his ecstasy of separation, he wandered around 20 years around Vrindavan and Barsana and Nandagram. Radhakun Govardhan. Kotai go, Prema Mai. Where is my Prema Mai Radhe? Ashtashaki Shiromani, the crest jewel of all the Sakis. Kanu Manu Mohini. She who bewilders the mind and attracts and enchants the mind of Kanu Sri Krishna. Kanu Krishna. So this is a nice thought to end the class. Hare Krishna.